Title: FX Macro Rex for Performance Takes Advanced. Alright, welcome back. This is an advanced Ableton Live lesson aimed straight at drum and bass workflow, specifically, FX Macro Rex built for performance takes. And here's the mindset shift for today. Instead of drawing automation for 2 hours, you're going to play your mix like an instrument. You'll build a few racks that can take aggressive knob moves without blowing up your gain staging, collapsing your low end, or turning the whole drop into white noise soup. By the end, you'll have three performance racks: a drum bus performance rack, a bass performance rack that's sub-safe, and a pre-master or print performance rack that gives you controlled tension tools. Then we'll do the pro part: record multiple takes, comp the best micro moments, and commit. Let's start with the workflow first, because honestly, if the recording setup is wrong, you'll never use these racks. Step 1. Map your macros to a controller. Go into MIDI mapping mode in Live, click a macro, move a knob or fader, and exit mapping mode. If you're on push, even better. And here's a huge tip: keep a consistent macro layout across racks so your muscle memory transfers. Like, macro 1 is always tone or sweep, macro 2 is dirt, macro 3 is space, macro 4 is fill or repeat, and the later macros are safety and utility. That one habit makes you way faster. Now decide how you're going to capture takes. You've got two options. Option 1 is automation takes in arrangement view. Turn on automation arm, hit record, loop the drop, and perform your macros. Option 2 is printing to audio. Make an audio track called print. Set audio from to the bus you're performing, set monitor to in, arm it, and record audio directly. Automation is great while you're figuring things out. Printing is great when you're ready to commit, because you stop endlessly tweaking and you start arranging. Set a loop around the drop. 32 bars is perfect. Then do 3 to 5 passes. And I want you to actually commit to the idea of passes. Don't try to make one perfect run. You're harvesting moments. Cool. Now rack 1. The drum bus performance rack. Put this on your drum group or drum bus, wherever the kick, snare, tops, and break layers meet. Create an audio effect rack. Name it drum perf and make 3 chains inside. Dry, crush parallel, and space parallel. Start with the DRY chain. This is the anchor. This is what keeps your groove intact even when you go crazy elsewhere. Drop in drum bus. Set drive somewhere like 2 to 6. Keep crunch low, maybe 0 to 10, because we're going to do the nasty stuff in parallel. Boom stays off for most DNB, because it can fight the kick fundamental fast. Then transients. This is your front of the speaker control. Anywhere from plus 5 to plus 20 depending on the break. After that, EQ 8. High pass around 20 to 30 Hz. And if the break is boxy or honky, dip 300 to 500 by a couple dB. Now the crush chain. This is your parallel dirt and smack. Put in saturator first. Soft sine or analog clip. Drive anywhere from 6 up to 18 dB, and turn soft clip on. Then dynamic tube. Tube A or B. Drive maybe 20 to 60. And keep the tone slightly darker so hats don't turn into razor blades. Then glue compressor. This is important. Don't just slam it randomly. Aim for 2 to 6 dB of gain reduction on the loudest hits. Attack can be super fast, like 0.3 ms for bite, or 1 ms if you want a touch more punch. Release on auto, ratio 4 to 1. Then EQ 8 after distortion to tidy. Low cut around 120 to 200, so you're not polluting the low end with parallel mud. And maybe a gentle high shelf adjustment if it gets brittle. And set that crushed chain volume low to start, like minus 12 dB. The point is to blend it in, not to replace your drum bus. Now the space chain. This is where you get width and short ambience without washing the whole kit. Put auto filter first. High pass at 200 to 400. Then hybrid reverb. Small room or plate. Decay 0.4 to 1.2 seconds. Pre-delay 5 to 20 ms. High cut around 7 to 10 khz. Mix at 100% because it's parallel. Then utility for width. You can go 120 to 170% depending on taste, and keep lows controlled. If your utility has bass mono, enable it, but the high pass already did most of the safety work. Now map your macros. And here's where we build it like an instrument, not a menu. Macro 1 is DRY punch map to drum bus transients, range 0 to plus 25. Macro 2 is crush blend map to the crush chain volume, from minus infinity up to around minus 6 dB. Macro 3 is crush drive map to saturator drive, 6 to 18 dB. Macro 4 is error byte map to a high shelf on the DRY EQ, 0 to plus 4 dB around 8 to 12 khz. Macro 5 is space blend map to the space chain volume, minus infinity up to around minus 10 dB. Macro 6 is space size map to hybrid reverb decay, 0.4 to 1.2 seconds. Macro 7 is stereo tay map to utility width on the DRY chain, 80 to 120%. This is one of those save the mix controls. Macro 8 is stutter. Put beat repeat at the end of the whole rack, so it grabs everything. Map interval from 1 bar to 1/8, set grid to 1/16, and then map chance 0 to 35%, mix 0 to 30%. That's the sweet spot where you get a moment without murdering the groove. Performance idea, first 8 bars, mostly dry with a hint of crush. Next phrase, bring crush up and maybe a touch of air. Last bar before a fill, tap the stutter and bring space up. Then on the drop hit, slam space back down so the drums feel like they punch forward again. Quick coaching note, if you intend a macro to be momentary, like stutter, set the mapping range so the first half does almost nothing and all the action is in the top half. That way, you can tap it without accidentally leaving it halfway on. Now rack 2, the bass performance rack, sub safe. Put this on your bass group ideally. If your sub is on a separate track, you can put it on the mid-bass group only. The core concept is, mono sub that stays stable, animated mids that can get weird. Create an audio effect rack named Bass Perf with two chains, sub safe and mids FX. SUB safe chain first. EQ8 low pass around 90 to 120 Hz with a steep slope. Then utility width at 0%, fully mono. This is your anchor. It's there so your bass doesn't disappear when you widen or distort the mids. Mids FX chain. Start with EQ8 high pass around the same point, 90 to 120. Steep slope. Now everything above that is fair game. Then add amp or saturator. For amp, try clean or blues and tweak. For saturator, analog clip. Drive 4 to 12 dB. Soft clip on. Then auto filter in MS2 mode. Envelope off. We're going to perform the frequency manually. Then chorus ensemble with subtle settings. Amount 5 to 20%. Rate 0.05 to 0.25 Hz. This is with glue, not seasick wobble, optional but very DNB, corpus, cube or beam mode, decay low under 20% for metallic bite, then a compressor, side chain from the kick if needed, just 2 to 4 dB of gain reduction to make space. Now macro mapping, macro 1 mid drive to your amp gain or saturator drive, 4 to 14 dB, macro 2 grel filter to auto filter frequency, 200 Hz up to 3K Hz, macro 3 reso to auto filter resonance, 0.3 to 1.2, macro 4 width to chorus amount, 0 to 20%, macro 5 metal bite to corpus dry slash wet, 0 to 20%, macro 6 sub anchor to the SUB safe chain volume, maybe minus 12 to 0 dB. The goal is, you can lean on the sub if the mids are doing something wild. Macro 7 mid blend to the mids effects chain volume, minus infinity to 0 dB. Macro 8 panic mono, map utility width on the mids chain or on the whole rack, from 0 to 100%. This is your emergency club translation knob. How to play it. Keep sub anchor steady through the drop and perform growl filter in 4 or 8 bar phrases. For fills, bump resonance up while sweeping down. Then snap back on the one. That snap back is where the energy happens. Extra advanced move. If you want neuro style articulation without destroying sub, add frequency shifter in ring mod mode inside mids effects. Map a macro to fine. Something like 0 to 20 Hz, and keep dry slash wet tiny, 0 to 10%. It gives that moving metal sheen that reads on small speakers. Now rack 3. Premaster or print performance rack, save tension tools. This rack is not about loudness. It's for transitions, fake outs, and pressure. Put it on a premaster bus feeding the master, not directly on the master if you can help it. Create a rack called Premaster Perf. One chain is fine here. Auto filter first. Low pass 12 or 24, then saturator, drive 0 to 4 dB, soft clip on, then hybrid reverb, very short and subtle, then utility for width control, then a limiter for safety with ceiling at minus 0.3 dB. This is not your mastering limiter, it's a seatbelt. Macros, DJ Lopez map to filter frequency, from 18K Hz down to around 200 to 800 Hz. Tension reso map to resonance, 0.2 to 1.0. Heat map to saturator drive, 0 to 4 dB. Microspace map to reverb dry slash wet, 0 to 8%. Width narrow map to utility width, 100 down to 70. Dropout map to utility gain, 0 down to minus infinity, but use it like a spice, not a food group. Reverb throw map to reverb decay from 0.3 to 2.5 seconds plus a little dry slash wet lift, maybe 0 to 12%. Safety can be limiter on or off, but honestly, leave it on. Pro ordering note, if you want the DJ sweep to feel expensive and saturated, put saturation before the filter, because the harmonics get swept too. If you want it clean and clinical, filter before saturation. Same devices, totally different vibe. Now, recording, comping, and committing. This is where it becomes a pro workflow. Do multiple performance takes. 3 to 5 is good, 6 if you want a real library. When you listen back, don't judge the whole 32 bars. Hunt for the gold in small chunks. Listen for the last bar before a phrase change. Listen for the first 2 beats after the drop hits. Listen for that one stutter that felt intentional, not accidental. Then slice those moments out. If you recorded automation, you can keep it, but I strongly recommend resampling once you love a pass, especially for drums and bass. When it's audio, your arrangement decisions get cleaner. Then do micro edits. Cut, fade, duplicate the best stutter or throw. You're basically building your own fill library inside the project. Let's cover common mistakes so you don't sabotage yourself. 1. Overwidening. Wide hats are fine, but if the snare body goes wide, it often gets weak, and always keep the low end mono. 2. Parallel chains lying to you because they're louder. Level match blends. If crush is louder than DRY, you'll think it's better even when it's worse. Too much reverb on the whole drum bus. DNB needs drums forward. Keep space high passed and mostly parallel. 4. Unsafe macro ranges. If the top 10% of the knob is broken, you will hit it in a take. Design ranges that sound good even when you're hyped. 5. Beat repeat ruining the groove. Low chance, low mix, moments, not constant. Now a quick practice exercise. This is 15 to 20 minutes, but it'll level you up fast. Load a simple loop, kick, snare, hats, a break layer, and a respace, ideally with separate sub. Insert drum perf on the drum bus and bass perf on the bass group. Set a 32-bar drop loop. Record 3 takes. Take 1. Only use crush blend on drums and growl filter on bass. Take 2. Add stutter at the end of every 8 bars. Take 3. Add space blend on fills and do occasional panic mono checks on bass. Then stitch together the best 4-bar moments from each. Your goal is a drop that evolves every 8 bars without rewriting nitty. Final pro coaching notes before you go build. Design macros like an instrument. The first 4 should be your phrase controls. The last 4 should be safety and utility. Add output consistency. Put a utility at the very end of each rack and map an OUT trim macro, plus or minus 6 dB. Trim there, not inside the rack while performing, so your internal blend stays consistent across takes. Watch your chain meters while you perform. They are your dashboard. If the crush chain is slamming red while DRY is chilling, you'll make bad decisions. This audio version is shortened for playback.